What did this mean, Tata? What did you have to do? What were your responsibilities?
Well, in holding the office, to recruit some members to, you know, to remind the activities, especially the teaching of the principal like that. That's what my activities before I go to the place where the members are, you know, gather them, talk to them, you know.
Did you have a church or a place where you, what did you call the place where you would gather together? First of all, Tata, what were your services like?
What Sunday school, you call it.
Sunday school, is what you call it.
Sunday school.
What does that mean?
Well, to learn about religious, the teaching of the master. Because we have also a religion in the organization, so we have to, nothing, Master said, nothing but to know God. So we have to get a place to pray, to express your feelings, what you have learned, and what you are learning, what are you going to learn?
Verbally express it to one another. And then, where did you have your, was it similar to what you're having now, what you used to have before, Tata? What were, like, did you have songs? Was the agenda of your
Yeah, the
Sunday?
same as in Honolulu. We have the uniform of holding a service that was instructed from Papa Reyes and Bagong Yotawe called Alvaro.
So they gave you the design for the uniform?
They gave us before.
That's something I have to ask, maybe not now, but to explain the symbols, Tata, what all the colors mean and...
Oh, yes, sir.
You know.
The color. I think Madarang, I think. Madarang.
Felipe Madarang would know.
Yeah. Felipe Madarang is really... spiritual.
He is.
Oh yeah. He's a band master. Yeah. And then he also get experience that, like, he's a minister. He's licensed minister, Madarang.
For what?
For holding service. If you can meet him, maybe he can give you some information also that he have in his mind.
Because I know him.
He's a nice fellow. He was my right hand man here on the island before.
Here now?
Yeah. Lahaina, yeah.
You were together in
Yes, long, many long years.
Oh.
So I known him, and then he respect me, you know. Yeah, in fact, I am his boss, but in one way, he's my boss.
What do you say?
Program like that, you just handle to him. Any kind of program.
And he will take care of the...
Oh, take care of everything.
The music.
Through my, approval.
It's amazing, many years that you spent together. That's one of the things that I find interesting. The sharing of experiences.
Yeah, we never did any argument to him because understandable.
Yeah.
Nice fella.
Okay, the song started though. Some of the liturgy, not liturgy, and here I'm being a Catholic and I use the Catholic word liturgy. Some of the things in the services started changed when Mama Toy, when the master died, and Mama Toy introduced like the Guadalupe,
yeah,
and the Nazarene. Now, what happened to that Tata? Could you just give me a background?
Because the misunderstanding between the Filipino Federation of America and the spiritual division, that was the beginning that Mama Toy had in his mind, and advice also from somebody, advice also from someone else to keep away this misunderstanding. We had the case, you know, from another, you don't know that the case. We have a case between the spiritual division and the Filipino Federation of America.
This is Ramajo.
Ramajo, yeah.
And Cubico.
Cubico, Astar. I was one of the witnesses. And that's the reason why they changed the, you know, they put Mother Guadalupe and Black Nazarene in there to make it sure that it's really a religious. You know, just like this before, Kalihi. Uh-huh.
Before you didn't have those two, yeah? Those two pictures.
Yeah, only the top one and the below one. And then Bagong Yuta and Papa Reyes before at Kalihi. You see, never been there
no,
before.
No, I didn't see.
But since that time, you had the problem, the case. The judge, I think, was somebody been advised Mama Toy before to take out this original one to put a new one so that the government would believe that we are religious people.
Because
there's a charter yet, no chara, as a religious.
And were they afraid that the government would?
Yeah.
Would because come in we and investigate.
Yeah, we investigate who is Dr. Moncado, who is the picture up there, you know.
Oh.
But if the image of you know, the one we had now, nobody would against it.
Is that the reason why you also put the name Guadalupe Church?
Yeah.
So that it's like a Catholic.
Yes, Catholic.
But in
the minds of the members, to those who believe in the master, they just go to the master, not the
Guadalupe. Yeah. So they still
believe. Because that's the reason why they're always mentioning about the master in that, not Guadalupe or Nazareth.
Yeah.
Only they mention that during the procession time.
Okay. So that would be a change, Tata, in. I understand there are also services like in School Street. That's a different group now, or
yeah, different group, but same kind. The same kind. I don't know. We call same denomination because they only praying to the master, huh?
Yeah.
Just like some religious now too, eh?
Yeah, right. Protestants, yeah.
Protestants, yeah. Like that, yeah.
Right. The other thing, Tata, is what is the significance of Kalihi to the religion, or to did the master choose Kalihi in that lot? Do you know what the background is about choosing that area?
Well, he chose that place. In fact, the material division should be in the other side, the gods, the opposite one. They should have one group in there, the material division we called before.
We have to get
two divisions at the time,
yeah.
Spiritual and material.
Uh-huh.
So the spiritual division, like us, we work hard for that area. And then when that came out, you know, when it's settled up, the master said that this is the right one to be erect a headquarters or a church of the organization.
When was that bought, Tata? The Kalihi?
It was 1930s. During the war. Second, I forgot already. I think Madarang knew that. I forgot already. Bulawan them or George them know that. Because them the one who first opened that area at that time because they stayed in Honolulu. But at the time when they started there, there was no road go up there, just hike from the pump down below. You know that bridge down there?
Yeah.
You just hike, the car cannot go up there.
Oh, you just hike?
We walk, we hike.
Oh. And then you bought lots?
Members bought lots around there.
Yeah.
But first they built up the church. Mm-hmm.
And the ones who chose that was Madarang?
Which one?
The site, the Kalihi. Master himself chose that? The site?
Well, the officers, the trustees of the spiritual division in Honolulu, we have a trustees and they're just like Bulawan, Kubiko, Lubrico at the time, you know, is they old, they passed away already. And then when they choose that place, they told to the master, this is the place, okay, this is the place.
I see. So the time when Ramaho tried to take, we had a court case, Mama Toy did not have the Guadalupe image yet.
Not yet. Not yet. After. Excuse me. The almost decay, I think so many days more, the case will be finished, yeah? It's happened that the Guadalupe came already from Mexico. And then as soon as the Guadalupe reached there, they decided the case already.
Oh.
And then he said the Kalihi won the case. So Mama Toy said before that the Guadalupe had been help us for this problem that between the Federation and the Spiritual Division.
And what, Tata, can you try to explain what is the school street? I cannot understand what the school street building is that says General Moncada Building.
Oh, they put after Master's name, but that is not the place where Master was.
So it's something that was done without the Master's approval?
Yeah.
And this would be...
They support the members also that did not want to go up Kalihi. They make their own, they build their own and put after the Master's name.
I see, but these are followers of the Master?
Yeah, they are. They are the followers.
Even up to now, they believe in
the
Master?
Yeah, they believe.
This would be the Agapito
Ramos.
And Mr.
Culiado
is in there.
Well, maybe. I do not understand so much what they are doing in there.
But it has nothing to do, it's not part of the what the Master wanted.
No, to me it's not part, but they just want to make their own place to represent Master, I think, the name of the Master.
But it was not something, Tata, that they wanted only the Master, but they did not want, like Mama Toy.
They did not want Mama Toy.
So it's clear that it's only the Master.
Only the Master. They did not want Mama Toy.
Was there the difficulty, like the misunderstanding with the position with Mama Toy, did that come only after Master died Mama Toy was left?
Just after Master's die.
Yeah.
No.
Or
just after Mama Toy's die. Wait.
In other words, when the Master was alive and Mama Toy was there, they both
Yeah, they both believe in them.
Yeah.
But when the master passed away, that's the beginning of the misunderstanding of the members, some of the members, but most of the members believe in Mama Toy.
Were you involved in banquets, arrangements, floats? What were the kinds of activities that you had in relation to the Filipino community or the community in Hawaii, Tata, that in which the Federation was a part of?
What they do? They do part in the Filipino activities, the entire communities. In fact, the federations, not in the front, but in the middle, or in the second part to the communities.
Of the, you mean the parades?
The parades, you know.
What does, Tata, maybe you can explain this, what is the master's, the reason behind the divinity of women?
You have?
I have the English, and I saw the Cebuano, I want to buy a copy, Tata.
Yeah, you can have one. In fact, I was the one who financed this one printed in the Philippines. It's more cheaper. This was printed in the Philippines.
Yeah, because the English one, Tata, is big.
Big, yeah.
Yeah. I have
a... I spent, not very much, I spent about $300 for printing 2018 in the Philippines.
In the Philippines. When so was this?
Was 1973, 74, I think. Because they're asking me if I could help them write to finance. Because this was ordered by Papa Reyes before to them, but they don't have enough money to pay the printing. So when I was there, they asked me if I could help them guys, so I did.
So this was published in the...
This was in the Philippines, more cheaper. I think this was in Davao.
So now, are the colonies there very active?
They are, in Davao. In Dagoman's place, which is...
What about Sudlon? That's different.
It's different too, that Sudlon. But the head in there passed away too.
Jaime? Jaime died already?
Oh yeah, 2 months, 2 years ago.
Oh.
And then one more, Reverend Anse passed, that lady too. Who built 7 churches in the Philippines.
After the master?
Yeah, after the master. He built plenty churches in there.
Do you know?
Well, he passed away too.
What is your name, Tata?
Anselma. As from the mainland, that lady. And he went back to the Philippines. She built 7 churches from the north. Cagayan, Ilocos Norte, they got one. I went Ilocos Norte, no?
Yeah.
They had in Manila.
They have in Manila?
Oh, yeah, they got big.
Until now?
They get Manila, that's the place where my wife stayed there for 3 months.
Oh, really? I didn't
know that. Not very far from Master's Memorial. You know that cemetery?
Yeah.
Not very far.
It's a church, Tata.
It's a church. It's a headquarter. They get their own block. Big block.
What is the name?
I don't know the place. Not very far from the Chinese General Hospital right behind in Manila.
Yeah.
Where Santa Cruz place.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay, and then why is the Sudlon different, Tata, from the Gumans?
That's I can explain you about that.
It's religious, no?
No, it's not. It's not religious. Just like the woman, like the building also a colony that was under for master's name.
You mean the Sudlon?
Yeah,
thing.
The same.
Oh,
thing.
I see. So
the same. It's no different. There was colonies in there. The same purpose, the colony that the building in there. But the master been assigned Jaime to build a colony in up Sublon. So I understand that Sublon was a hard place to go before.
Yeah.
But like now, everybody can go now.
Okay, and then Sublon, Dansalan no more.
You're still there? You're still there, Dansalan.
Were you able to travel there? I thought it was dangerous.
No, dangerous to those non-members, but members don't. That's what I understand. Cuenca there yet, I met him, Gregorio Cuenca, the manager in that area, the Moncada colony. During the war, the Second World War, the government took over, but they returned them back now. And they still repairing those damages during the war.
How many members are there? Plenty?
In
like the Gumans?
The Guman, he got 5,000 members.
5,000?
That's what is...
In Sublon?
Sublon, I understand that...
You didn't go visit Sublon?
No, I did not go there yet. I didn't reach Sublon. Because you could not go there without any pass from somebody from Hawaii. But I could go if I wanted.
Oh, from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Who? Do you
I understand that Barawis, I think.
Barawis. Yeah. So that's really the Crusaders' army?
Yeah.
And the Guman is not Crusader?
He is a Crusader. He is one of the organizer of the Crusader.
But
he is the only one that left. Jaime is not. It's not the organizer of the Crusader, only the woman and my master.
But Jaime decided to organize himself?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So he separated?
Separated. But the woman is an official organizer of the Crusader. In fact, he was the one who registered also, again, in in the Philippines.
Uh-huh. There was something else that I was going to ask you. The divinity of woman, Tata, what is the reason behind that?
The divinity of woman. Yeah. What do you mean now?
What does the master say about the divinity of woman?
It's secret.
That's secret. It's not in the book.
It's not in the book.
So,
you know, the kunana nga no han kano nga babae tag turay ti lubong han nga magunod ang ditaw na kan kapya riribok lang agnanayon kasi no han yeah.
Women don't try to help in leadership roles.
Uh-huh.
There'll never be peace.
There'll
always be war. So that they should be.
Should be the woman. So the men should bring up the woman so that we can achieve peace on earth. So the master trying to push women. Because women had the principle of peace, so to say.
And
spiritually and not materially. Because if only men will lead this world, no peace, only war. And then lost plenty lives, he said. But if women, God is with us, he said.
And when this is taught to the members, Tata, does the master himself do it, like he has written this book, or is it explained to you by the spiritual director? Does the master himself explain to you any of the spiritual things?
Oh, yes. But this is our own only.
Between you, Even between you and the master, yeah. Or?
Between the members, not even your own member, even your same members, you could not explain what you had from the master. What you have learned and what the master gave it to you.
So each member may be different.
Yeah, that's the reason why we have sometimes misunderstanding. Because the one member said, oh, this is what I know. And I said, no, that's not. So, that's the problem between among all the members.
But is that the way the master wanted it? That each
no, not other... supposed to. Supposed to be all in one.
Yeah.
But you know, when the member had more knowledge than the other, said, oh, you like more higher. Like more, like go to the top, but that's supposed to that way. Supposed to be all equal, because we are all in we had only one principle, you see. But to those who don't follow the principle, that's the reason. That's those gave all the problems sometimes.
But what about in the leadership, Tata? You need to have somebody. When you say leadership, somebody then is higher or leads, excuse me, the members of the Federation. So therefore you have, like, wouldn't people consider you higher because you have been the branch manager, you have been the leader for a long time, you have been spiritual director?
Well, to my understanding, to my observation, they respect me because I follow the what you call it, right? I follow the master instructed the instructions to all the officers, you know what I mean? Because the master gave us instructions as a leader to be done.
In his absence. Did he give this to all the leaders, Tata, or did he call you one by one?
Well, one by one. Well, sometimes he give us in one, you know. But sometimes some forget. Maybe they just listen and then they didn't put in. Because the way how I observe now, just like some officers, people just like, they don't obey, they don't follow what the master has been told to them.
What about that, you mentioned Arado?
Yeah.
Was he an important figure in the Federation? Because I remember seeing his name before in...
Well, he was the first, he was the treasurer of the Hilo branch number 12 before, and then after that, he was the territorial chairman of the Filipino Federation in Hawaii. He was the highest.
So what happened to him, Tata? He...
Well, since that he did not obey, he did not follow what the master commanded to him. They must have been given something, punishment.
Right, he died too, yeah?
He died.
So, Tata, when the master gives instructions and it's not followed, does he show anger or...
No.
He doesn't show...
He's not showing anger, but he just... He just, move.
So he would remove this person
from the office, yeah.
So who became the territorial?
Ben Escobedo.
Oh, after Arado.
Because he wanted that post too before. Master knew that. Even on the island of Maui before 1937, when he master appointed me as the manager, when we had the meeting, he said, no, there is something that coming out, so we going to have revolving manager 1 year in the on the island of Maui. Because Mr. Andaya was one, Akyat the one, Omir the one. They like to put in, to get in as a manager, and me. But I did not interested for that post before. But somebody wants me to get, put me in that post. You know. When Master came to the meeting, there were too many members at that time. You know. No, we changed the plan. We have to give a revolving manager on the island of my 3 months, four of you people to be in 3 months' time as a manager. The good records will be the one who going to be the manager. So finally, when 1 year,